Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands to the...
You feel like mama.
What do you know about Jesus? Did he give you everything that you need? Then why do you sit there like he's not coming? Like he needs you and you don't need him. You breathe, and the very rush of blood through your veins. When you lay down last sleep, didn't he raise you up again? Place it in your right mind. Yes, Lord. And allow you to move into a brand new day. He put food on your table. Yes, he did. And he put shoes on your children's feet. Say nothing with me. But I shouldn't have to remind you of a thing God has done for you. Can you help me say,
Y'all ready?
With your hands lifted up, say,
let's go.
Say it like this. Take the limits on.
Let's get it. As I was saying, we are excited. We are ready. We're going to have a good time today. My brother
no
is in
limit.
The studio.
No boundaries.
Y'all going to do this?
We ain't did this in a minute. Come on, Israel, one time, sir.
Let's get hype, y'all.
No limit.
No limit.
No boundary.
No boundary.
I see it.
Yeah. Take the limits off radio. We out here. Look, let me give you the rundown how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already a big fan, I just missed one.
Oh,
the best producer in the land, the one, the only.
Oh,
it's Tanya Michelle King taking all of your calls, emails, complaints.
Say what you heard.
Whatever it is you might
see
be looking
what you said.
You can sit over the hug, she gets over
say
the
say what you heard.
Your
you can see what you said. Oh, pray these words. Take the limits off. 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 Take the limits off.
Look here, y'all. We got a great one. But look, let me give you the rundown. If y'all ain't from the line, it's 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Just wanted to get you on the air with your boy. If you want to email the show, it's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. That's right, email the show, the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. That's how you can find us there. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's T1L10 TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on the gram, follow us on the gram. Same thing at TTLO Radio. You want to follow us on the gram. At TTLO Radio. Again, that's 2 T's. 1L10 TTLO Radio is where you can find us.
It's a time of favor.
On the gram. Want to follow us on
Facebook?
Time of
rain.
That's easy to do. Follow us on
Facebook. Time of increase.
Follow us on Facebook.
It's a time of harvest.
At
TTLO Radio. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain in the time of rain. Ask for favor while favor is falling.
Well, we are here, man. Look, let me give you also this. You can also find us on your iHeartRadio app, because we are an iHeartRadio partner, which means you can find us there on the iHeartRadio app. Just do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group, and you can find us there on the TTLO Media Group under the iHeart app. Not only will you find the TTLO Radio Show, but you'll also find Healthy Soul Talk. That's right, Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Healthy Soul, are these strawberries?
Mm-hmm.
Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Real talk, real issues, real solutions. Healthy Soul Talk with the one and the only Dr. Kimberly Thomas. What'd you say, man?
It's hard to chew food, so I gotta eat all this soft stuff.
I see. But man, we are excited. Always a good show with Healthy Soul Talk. You can catch any of those replays right there on the iHeart Radio app. Also, my brother to the right of me, I was going to say to the left, but to the right of me, my brother, the good pastor Harold D. Washington, has a great show called The Kitchen Chronicles. That's right. It's called Kitchen Chronicles. He is on every Tuesday, somewhere around 7:15, 7:30, somewhere around that second margarita. He pop up on my phone, somewhere around that second margarita. He pop up on the phone.
He say the second one.
Somewhere around the second one, because the first one be gone.
I can't hear on here.
You can't hear where?
I can't hear in the headphone.
At all?
It's like very, very low.
Oh, wait. How about now?
Now I can hear.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I can hear.
Yeah, I had that one turned down.
Oh, okay.
Something else was plugged up in there. You good now?
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
that.
All right. I'm like, what's wrong, man?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, you can catch him every two. That's him with the pink pants on. Y'all see the thing up down the screen. That's him.
That's Maul.
That's what Jay-Z
yes,
said
sir.
In that video.
Yeah.
He was walking through. He's like, Jay-Z, I like that pink suit. He's like, man, this is Maul.
Yeah, that's Maul.
That's Maul, yeah. But that's my brother sitting there, Kitchen Chronicles, man,
yes,
feeding
sir.
Your body and your spirit. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Also, don't forget, too, we start our week off with worship. So every Sunday you can catch right here the live simulcast from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. That's right. That's right. Join Senior Pastor Daryl in person. And the birthplace of gospel music family every Sunday right here at 11 o'clock on the TTLO Media Group station. All you got to do is tune in at 11 o'clock. Always going to give you a good word and some good worship. But then it don't stop there, because what? Maybe you want to go to church a little later.
Yep.
Or maybe you just need a double portion. Huh? Somewhere in the Bible, I think it was Elisha, said, give me a double portion. He said, give me a double portion. He said, give me a double portion. Maybe you need a double portion of worship. So all you got to do then is stay on. Just watch this. When we cut off, just click right back in. And you can see the Faith Works and Vision Church.
Yes, sir.
With my buddy next to me, the good pastor, the senior pastor, Hal D. Washington. Don't call him the mayor. Hal D. Washington right here next to me. They always got a good worship and a good word every Sunday. Somewhere around. Now, he picked on early yesterday because he was at somebody else's church.
Yeah, but if you notice, we've been coming on at 12:15 instead of 12:30.
Somewhere around.
12:15, 12:30.
Instead of somewhere around 12:30, 12:45. Right. So somewhere around that area, you can catch my brother and the Faith Works and Vision Church. And always, if you haven't done so already, go to their website. Just go to his page.
Yeah.
Go to their Facebook page so you can follow the link, so you can find out where they're doing their pop-up services right now while they're in the process of relocating. But they have been doing some pop-ups, but the virtual is always there, so you can always check it out.
And every first Sunday now you can meet us in Oak Brook.
Every first Sunday. Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good. At 12:15?
12:15.
12:15.
You better be there at 12, because at 12:15 we starting on time.
I heard that.
And I'm glad. I decided to stop waiting on folk and do it. And what was good is,
see, when you got to when it's different when you rent in a place,
say that
you have complete access to
versus
renting a place where they say we need you in
and we need you
and
out.
We need you out.
So
we
I
got
filed
to flip this
time.
Room over. right. We got a party coming.
And they don't bother me because they
yeah.
look out for us, because they really have been you know showing us some love for
That's
us.
That's good.
So,
That's yeah. good. I know a couple people who was out there. That's not the way y'all at. The Marriott, the Double. Where y'all at?
I'm at the Hilton Suite.
I was going to say the Double Tree. You're
yeah.
the Hilton Suite. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good, man. That's
yeah.
good. That's good. That's good looking
right
out.
Right down Kingery.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
Roosevelt.
Sir. So how was service yesterday? So let me get y'all ready too. It is Monday.
Mission.
It's the Monday after church.
Yeah.
So it's time for the four-piece check-in. It's time for the four-piece check-in. You know that four-piece check-in. Go, what church did you go to? Who preached? What was the scripture? Yeah. And what was the sermon title? That's what we want to know, the four-piece check-in. Who preached? What church did you go to? What was the scripture? And what was the sermon title? That's what we want to know. Lady Brown already checked in. She on time for church today. Good Lord. She is on time for church today. She is on time. Let me get hers out the way. She said the church was the All Nations. The speaker was Pastor Talat McNeely. Living life message, come alive, trying to please God through human effort.
Yes, sir.
Trying to please God through human effort. Come alive is the title. Galatians 3, 1 and 3, 10 and 11. Lord, it's a lot of scripture. 10 and 11, scripture 19, 24, 25, and then you jump to Ephesians 2, 8, 9. You know, I ain't come here for Bible study. Hold on. Let me see what 3, 1 and 3 say first. Let me see Galatians 3, 1 and 3. Galatians 3, 1 and 3. Let me get to King James. It says, oh, foolish Galatians. Oh, I like that.
Yes, sir.
Who hath bewitched you? I can't wait to read the message.
Come on, somebody.
Who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect in the flesh? Let me make it plain for the folk. Message Bible says, you crazy Galatians.
Come on, somebody.
Did someone put a spell on you?
That's
God. That's it right there.
Paul knew what he was saying when he wrote it now.
Have you taken leave of your sense? Have you lost your,
have you lost your
whole mind?
Cotton picking sense.
Right, that's the black version. That's the BLK. That's the BLK version. Something crazy has happened, for it is obvious that you no longer have the crucified Jesus in clear focus in your life.
Come on, somebody.
His sacrifice on the cross was certainly set before you clearly enough. Let me put this question to you. How did your new life begin? Was it by working your heads off to please God? Or was it responding to God's message to you? And then are you going to continue
in this craziness?
This craziness? For only crazy people would think they could completely by their own efforts what was begun by God.
Wow.
Okay.
And I remember the scripture.
Let me get back to the title. Come alive, trying to please God through human effort. I got it now.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it now.
Yeah.
I got it. She said Paul was a black man. Had to be.
They all was in the Bible.
Oh, Lord, don't start. Paul was a black man. Don't start. Please don't start. Don't start. Yo, while y'all doing the rest of y'all, come on, check in. Whatever church y'all went to, again, who preached the sermon? Who preached the sermon y'all were yesterday, whatever church you went to? What church did you go to? Who preached? What was the scripture? What was the sermon title? Where was you at yesterday, man? What church y'all was at?
We was at Mount Olive, what they call it, number 2 Mount Olive now.
What's that?
Yeah, Rambaz.
Okay, what is that?
Chicago Avenue across the street from the Coleman's, the 5700 block.
5700 block.
Of Chicago Avenue.
Funeral home right down there. No, I'm too far. Ain't a funeral home right there, a white funeral home or something?
That's off Central.
That's bad. Okay, that's too far.
Right, so we right across the street from Coleman's Chicken.
Help me out, because I don't miss
Chicago
out.
Avenue Menards.
Menards. Yep. Oh, so y'all further down.
Yeah, Chicago Avenue Menards, okay. 5700 block.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, okay. My mom preached.
I saw it, like, lady.
Yeah.
Was trying to get it in.
Yeah.
I saw it yesterday. I had it on in here. So what was going on over there?
She preached for Mother's Day. She preached. Her message was.
Uh-oh.
No, because I got the last part. I'm trying to remember what the first part was. The last part is of
they
a God-fearing
y'all
woman.
Better check in.
Yeah, it was of a God-fearing woman. It was the value of a God-fearing woman.
Mm.
If I'm correct, that's the right title.
Okay, the value of a God-fearing woman. Valerie Buck says she went to the Embassy Metro Detroit Community Church. Okay, that's where you went. Who preached over there, Valerie? And so where she come from with that? Let's see.
She was in the book of St. John.
Don't sit these chocolate cup strawberries over here. I gotta talk.
Man, listen.
Well, I gotta talk.
You
I gotta
what?
Talk, man. I gotta
but
talk.
You, your mouth.
I'm the moderator over here. I got to talk. You the color commentator. I'm the moderator. The producer ain't got to say nothing. She over there chilling.
She came out of St. John.
Okay.
First chapter.
Okay.
1-9.
Okay, we was in John yesterday too. What?
Yeah.
We was in John yesterday. Person preached out of John yesterday. John 3.
She was talking off
one verse, I think.
The part when Paul talked about, when John talked about the elected lady.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So,
all right, what's been going on, man? You got a commission for a few minutes.
Man, I definitely was out of something. And that's why I didn't do the Kitchen Chronicles the last
Dennis
two.
Ain't no joke, man.
They pulled the last two, and they broke the, they had to break it to pull it out in pieces. And then he left the tip of the roots in. He said the gum will grow around it. So for the...
Mm-mm. Can't do it,
and it's still open now. So it's for 6 weeks to take the clothes. He said,
"Nope, not gonna do it."
And I'm in week number three. But last week,
he said,
Monday,
how many weeks?
He says anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. But he said because
just
of the
six.
So my muscles in my jaw still swole. That's why my face still swole.
Okay,
you see my lips moving, but you don't see my mouth.
I saw you yesterday when you on your picture. You said you still swole over there.
So. Normally you're supposed to be able to open your mouth about that much to eat a burger.
Mm-hmm.
My mouth won't open past that.
They get you a grilled cheese.
Man, look here. I've been smashing, trying to smash stuff to slide into my mouth, and it hurt.
Go get a smash burger. at least you want to know if Colton's still open.
Yes, it is. And they have a line.
And he's selling barbecue sauce?
Yeah, they sell they famous sauce over there too now.
Wait, what are you talking to us, to the people? You're talking to us. Yo, you through eating, you can talk to the people too.
Yeah.
So they still open, Coleman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Valerie Buck says, Prophetess Tabitha Marsh was
come
preaching.
On in.
The message was, be seated. Woo! All right.
Seated.
I got to check that out. Be seated came from Ephesians 2 and 6. Something I didn't take scripture notes. Sheesh. Oh, yeah, we checked. We want to know if you just went or was you
Look,
paying attention.
If you didn't notice, it's the two verses before.
Yeah, before what Felicia put up there. Let me see. Ephesians 2, 6 through something.
Yeah, I bet it's 6 through 9.
Let me see. Be seated. Let me see what Ephesians 2, 6 through whatever say. Let me get all of this right here. Let's see what this say here. Search it up, as the kids say. Search it up.
And then to put the dash 9.
I am. Put that right there.
It's going to be the same thing.
Let's see. Let me get the King James Version first. That's the New International Version. I don't want him right now. Come here, King. Where the King at? The Kings is coming. The King. All right, here we go. King James says, and has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ.
Mm.
That in the age to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And then 8:9 says, because this goes back to Felicia's scripture, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay. Hers might have been six and seven. Mine has just been six. I don't know if people be doing that with just one scripture, though.
No, well, I think I really believe it was the 6 and 7.
Six
and
seven, yeah. Okay.
And then he used 8 and 9 because he referenced back to his.
Right. All right, let me get 6. Let's see. See, Message Bible, when they break down the scripture.
Man.
I have to get it where it is. It says, we do all this. Okay. Let me go back real quick. See, Message Bible, you don't even tell you where to start.
No, because it just give you 1 through 6. But I try to use the amplifier.
And has raised. You want to get amplified?
Yeah.
Let's get amplified. We can amplify.
Amplify.
Say okay. And he raised us up together with him when we believed, and seated us with him in the heavenly places, because we are in Christ Jesus. And he did this so that in the ages to come he might clearly show immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ by providing for our redemption. Okay.
That sounds right.
I got it.
6 and 7.
I got it.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to get some clarity. That's why I tell people all the time, you have your King James, but you better get you some study Bible.
I stay on the amp.
You better get you some study Bible. See, I'm over here do they have that on here? I don't know if they had the NRSV.
New Revised Standard. Yeah, I see that one. I don't know why I like the way amps.
Yeah.
When I read and study under the amplifier.
New Revised Standard literally puts it without the parentheses. It's the exact same language.
Okay.
So that he, so that in the ages to come, he might show the immeasurable. So it just puts the
okay.
parentheses out.
Okay.
This is what we had to get I had to download the full version of that. I think it was like $100 and something. No, the school money just went everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, man. So you've been good though outside of the toothlessness?
Outside of this here jacked up mouth. Me and my mom and them went out to eat at the first Sunday, right?
Uh-huh.
So first Sunday service we had last Sunday.
Right.
And we went over to Simon's and got ready to eat. I ordered a steak.
Dummy. Did you really? What you thought?
Man, I ordered that steak and took a slice, tried to make it thin. I chewed half of it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, because you got to try to chew on one side, and that don't work either.
Because this is still swollen.
Yeah, that don't work.
So it still put all the pressure over
on
here.
On your gum.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. What did she say? She said, she said several. However, my phone died. My note taking was limited. My apologies. It's all good. Kelly Smith said, King James for always is the base, and then the other versions is cool. Yeah, it depends. Yeah, look here. You know, black folk need the King James, but then we need to learn. Then we need to learn what it really says.
Yeah, because we preach it from one way when you only preach out these King James. But if you preach it with some understanding, you can preach from any way.
He cometh.
Yeah.
Quickly. In the middle of the night. I can't get happy to that. I can't get happy to that.
Yes, sir.
Man, look. Anyway, look. First of all, Tanya was telling me. Last week's show, Friday, y'all Friday show, I wanted to do my article, but y'all took me way left talking about, what was we talking about? Oh, the young lady, man, that committed suicide at that school in Texas.
Talking about the young lady that, right before she committed suicide,
she
made the post.
Yeah. We ended up, that took over the whole show. The whole show. Cause we were talking about that and therapy and, you know, had some folk on here talking about, you know, therapy is for ain't for us. Ain't Christian don't need therapy.
No, I disagree.
It's foolishness. But anyway, but yeah. So that's what we're talking about. But it ended up being a really good show. It really mm-hmm. being informative. And again, you know, if you are in the midst of going through something, please see somebody.
And this is the one thing I tell people too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes therapy doesn't mean you have to sit in front of a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need to sit in front of somebody and get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just sometimes you don't want to disclose it to people that you know, so they'll never be able to use it
and
on you.
Should.
So you go to a therapist.
Yes.
So I totally agree with people going to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I
think you got to find you somebody and then talk to somebody that can help.
That can help you on the back end.
Not just going to make it worse.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of foolishness. So anyway, hey man, look, I know this is the sad part about Chicago.
I don't know
how many days and nights.
Okay. I'm finna see.
Then it got cold.
Mm-hmm.
And now we finally got 80 degrees.
Right.
And y'all acting a fool.
No. Hold on. Let's go back.
Come on back.
I woke up yesterday. I said, how many people got to die today?
Man.
Before I left out,
wow.
Coming to the city.
That's an interesting thought.
And I said, how many people going to die for Mother's Day? How many
wow.
mothers going to lose children on Mother's Day?
Wow.
And where I was at, I went over to my cousin's house because
mm-hmm.
he did a thing for his mom at the house. And as I'm sitting there, the shooting on Division
mm-hmm.
and Pulaski.
Wow.
It was 5 assailants, 4 men, 1 woman that was seen running south. After the shooting, and he got shot, and he was in critical.
Mm.
Exactly 45 minutes later, they ran south, which means they was running back towards Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
It was another shooting on Augusta and Springfield, which is it was 2 blocks west of there.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody over there got shot. Then today, the 4 dudes standing on the corner and the 16-year-old critical. It was three big shootings today, too.
Yeah. She was telling me earlier about the one in Humber Park. Killed in Humber Park.
Yeah,
that was today.
That's the one with the 16-year-old boy.
Yeah,
he was in critical. I got the video.
I'm let me just go through this. It says this is on ABC7 website. At least 24 people have been shot, 6 fatally in the weekend violence. So that's not even counting the stuff today.
Totally stupid.
This ain't even counting today.
Exactly.
Shit. This is just Friday night, Friday day to Sunday night, midnight. 24 people says a man was shot to death Sunday night while standing in the kitchen.
How you get killed in the kitchen?
because somebody's shooting outside.
That, my point.
The man, 20, was standing in the kitchen on 2100 block of West Maypole Avenue, 935. He was struck in the back by gunfire that came from the alley. He was taken to Shoulder Hospital, later died. Of course, as usual, nobody in custody. A child was shot Sunday night, Chicago Southwest Side. Chicago Police Department said the shooting happened at about 8:43 p.m. in the Little Village neighborhood. Police said a boy 12 years old was standing on the sidewalk in the 3300 block of West 21st Street when two male offenders fired shots. Police said the child was transported to Stroger Hospital in good condition by the Chicago Fire Department with a gunshot wound to the right ankle. Again, no one in custody in Area 4.
12-year-old boy.
A man killed West Englewood shooting Sunday night. 20-year-old was standing on the sidewalk, 1200 block of 72nd Place, 7:44 p.m., when an occupant in a red SUV fired shots. Victim was transported to the University of Chicago Medical Center with multiple gunshot wounds to the head. Pronounced dead. Again, nobody in custody. Area 1 detectives are investigating. Hours earlier, woman shot, South Lawndale.
Yep.
Police said 27-year-old sustained a gunshot wound to the left armpit, 2300 block of South Trumbull, at about 12:48 p.m. Self-transported us, took herself to Mount Sinai. Well, I knew when they said armpit, she wasn't going to make it. Too many arteries.
Yep.
She drove herself to Mount Sinai, where she's pronounced dead.
Wow.
Again, no one in custody. Area 4 police detectives investigating. Saturday, two men killed. Another was wounded in a shooting of Chicago's Far South Side. Two men were near West Pullman. 11, oh, that's way out there.
Yeah, that's off of Halstead.
116.
And low. It's hot over there.
Unknown vehicle approached them. Police said occupant exited the vehicle, produced a handgun, fired shots. One of the men, 26-year-old, was struck multiple times in the body, pronounced dead on the scene. The other man, 27-year-old, was struck in the leg, transported to Christ Hospital, good condition. A third male victim,
what? 64, man,
was near the front lawn when he was struck in the chest, transported to Christ Hospital. He was initially reported in critical condition, dead.
An old man standing outside. Ain't got nothing to do with that.
Outside his front yard.
Yeah. Ain't got nothing to do with that.
No offenders in custody. Area detectives. Yeah. And then you had a bunch of non-fatal shootings Saturday.
But they still, even though they're non-fatal, they're still listed.
Yeah.
And look, if y'all could see this list.
It's ridiculous, man. I don't even want to read no more. It's, what's this? West Side. Belmont Cragen.
Yep, 3800 South Princeton.
18-year-old girl transported herself to the hospital. Left leg room. 17-year-old boy transported to St. Mary's. Bad condition. Two folks were shot at Wentworth Gardens.
Yep.
3800 block of South Princeton. That's right over here.
That's right here.
59-year-old struck Chicago Medical Center. 20-year-old shot in the butt. Transported to medical center. Reported good condition. That's where the meat at. That's where you want to get shot.
If any place.
55-year-old was standing right over here. Oh, no. Okay, here we go. 55-year-old, Tanya, 4300 block of West Madison. When he was approaching by at 8:23 a.m.
Yeah, that's the one in the morning.
Saturday morning?
Yep. That's that one. Yep.
Man.
Yep.
That's right around the corner. That's literally two blocks from my mom.
Yeah.
4300 block of West Madison. Brief conversation, defender fired shots in the victim's direction, strike him in the right thigh.
Yep.
Minutes earlier, 22-year-old woman got into it. Verbal dispute, unidentified male. Victim exited the vehicle, offender fired one shot in her direction. She was transported to Christ Hospital, gunshot wound to her stomach. Stable. I'm done. I ain't reading more.
If y'all see this, man, it's absolutely horrible. And, you know, I'm tired of just talking about it. And I don't want to give nobody my real opinion. Because, you know, people be looking at me crazy.
Why not?
Because I say what I want to say, and I don't care what people think. But I had a conversation earlier, and I had to show somebody something in the Bible, in three different positions of the Bible. And if anybody think I'm lying, all you got to do is go to the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus, right?
Okay.
So in the book of Genesis, there's two significant clear outs God allows.
Okay.
The first one is Noah.
Mm.
Let's be honest. Second one is Sodom and Gomorrah, both in Genesis.
Okay.
The third one comes when the Lord brings Moses and Israel out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what he didn't do?
Mm.
He didn't let most of them go into the promised land.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I said is, my honest opinion that this generation that we in right now is going to die off. They won't even see the next generation because the next generation need to be taught what these fools ain't been taught. That's my honest opinion.
Okay.
People can say what they want to say. They can feel how they want to feel.
Okay.
I speak I speak exactly what I think. I don't sugarcoat. I don't, you know, try to make it seem no other way. The Lord is tired.
Say that again.
He is tired. And what it is, if y'all don't know, he does not interfere in small business. He made the Ten Commandments. And if anybody know the commandments, thou shall not kill. These same people that's doing the killing is just like when we watched the movie Boys in the Hood. Ice Cube killed somebody that killed his brother and then died 2 weeks later.
At the end. Yeah, you saw him disappear because he got killed later, 2 weeks later. Probably was revenge for what he did.
And that's what it said on the commentary. So my point is, I'm tired of mourning. Don't put nobody on another damn T-shirt. I don't care what nobody's talking about.
Lord.
I'm tired.
Tell the people. Tell the people.
Stop putting these people on these T-shirts.
I told my son flat out.
They the ones right here causing all this ruckus, keeping up all this havoc, and you go put his butt, because I wanted to say ass, go put his butt on a T-shirt.
I told my son flat out, because I know who his friends was. He got himself together. You know, he working, doing all that kind of stuff. Got a regular job. He ain't doing the street stuff.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, I'm going to tell you right now, let something happen to you, and I got to be the one responsible for doing something. I promise you ain't not one T-shirt walking up in there.
Come on.
Matter of fact, you can't even stand outside.
Come on.
You can't come to the grave.
None of that.
You can't do nothing, because if you was really his friend, you would have had him somewhere else.
Thank you.
If you really was his friend.
Thank you.
You and him would have taken, y'all would have taken a different route. So, no, you're not going to walk around with no picture of my child on no damn T-shirt. I'm sorry. Y'all get mad.
Thank you.
Ain't happening.
Thank
you.
You're
not. None of that. None of that. I'm not a fan of the T-shirt thing. No
way. Anyway.
With regular folk.
Period.
I just don't like it. I'm good. I remember. I don't need to see that. Oh, I remember.
And stop putting these people on the wall like they Jesus.
Man, look here.
Man, I cannot stand it, man. The most ignorant and the worst thing in the world that I ever seen was a Negro funeral at the club while he was standing up as if he was at a concert. How ignorant is these people nowadays? They have no connection to God anywhere.
They don't know him. And they're not trying to find. Now, we're going to talk about the problem. What's the solution?
The solution.
What do you think? What can be said?
Before I tell you what.
What can be. Go ahead.
Before I say what could be said, I want to explain to you a situation that happened 2 weeks ago. I was talking to a youngster. I was over in the area that I used to stay in, and I was just asking what some people over, you know, still over here, whatever, that used to live here. And I was talking about, oh, yeah, you know, these people used to live over here and so forth and so on. So the conversation was, I was like, oh, they ain't over here. And then he's like, no, this is a whole new area over here now, old head.
So,
hold on. I felt some type of way because I ain't before the side, number one.
He hit you with the old head.
So,
no, you old head, bro.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, well, you know, I say, you youngsters, what y'all don't realize is back in the days when I was out here in the street, the gangs, even though they was ops, they still hung out. I say, you dudes, all y'all want to do is have enemies and ops and be at war and keep getting killed. And my whole statement to him was, the problem is y'all don't want to listen. He's going to tell my man, nobody want to listen to that old stuff. It ain't like that no more. I say, well, let me say this. Don't go to jail.
What is it like then?
My whole point.
It ain't like that no more. What? Okay.
Because I tell people this, and I mean it. Please don't go to jail, okay? In no gang. Because if you go to jail and you in a gang and you hit a real penitentiary and they ask you your laws and bylaws and what the 5-point star stand for, what the 6-point star stand for, who is the originals, these dudes don't know nothing. They going to get their head cracked wide open and wear blue blockers.
All right, Tory. I hear what you're saying. Because Ari Torrey says, welcome, y'all that's just coming in. Ari Torrey says, the commandments of God is the only solution.
That's a fact.
Or keep loving death. Okay.
But
let me, yeah, because you walk up to a dude on the street and start telling them the commandments, what they going to do?
Nothing. And part of the problem is, that's the other part I was going to say.
Okay, come on.
Part of the problem is the generation right before this generation is the same reason why the churches are empty, the schools are empty, and the jails are full. Mm. Because they stopped taking the kids to church, stopped bringing them down there on Bible study night. They stopped bringing them and letting them do activities of the church. They stopped going up to their schools when they got in trouble, and they stopped siding with the teacher and start siding with the child. See, society made it bad like it is by telling somebody they can't whoop their child, but I'm going to bust you in your head. I don't care what they're going to have to come get me and put cuffs on me, though. They're going to have to come get you with the ambulance and the more.
I had to tell a parent today who was supposed to go on a field trip with me today
because
his kid gets a little out of control. So the parent was there to chaperone his kid.
How that sound? You should be embarrassed. Keep going.
The kid started acting up upstairs. The parent was downstairs waiting in the room waiting for the bus to come. Kid is upstairs talking mess because there were a couple of kids who needed to call home because they didn't have the right uniform pants on.
Okay.
You ain't going on trips if you ain't got uniform.
Absolutely.
On. So we had to call some people. He going to say, well, can I call my dad? For what? I don't have my permission slip. Your daddy going on the trip. That's your permission. You good. I want to call my dad so he can bring me some lunch. We're eating lunch when we get back. You don't need a lunch on the trip.
Right.
We got back in time to eat lunch in the thing.
Yep.
I want to call my dad. I want to call my dad. You let everybody else call their people. I said, look, I said, nobody got time for that. Well, why my parent got to go anyway? Is it because of my behavior? You answered your own question. Well, let me call my dad. I'll just walk out. Go ahead and walk out, please, because I don't want you to go nowhere.
Anyway.
So go ahead and walk out.
Exactly.
So he walked out. I let him go on down the stairs. I went on right behind him. I was like, okay, not a problem. Let me go to the office and find someplace to put you.
Right.
Because that's where you're going to be while we go on the trip.
Right.
Sure enough, get downstairs. They say, oh, his dad is in the room down there. I said, what? Let me go get him. I go down there. I say, hey, man, how you doing? I know him. I say, hey, man, how you doing? And he said, please don't tell me. I say, yeah. He said, I'm finna. I said, you remember, you can't do that in here because then people going to call them peoples on you. So he was like, no. I said, hold on. Let me go. So we come out. He looked. Now he wide-eyed. Dog, he won't let me call you. He said, shut your
I love to see a dad be a dad, man.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't.
I understand, and I hate that, because I remember getting a whooping in school.
Yeah,
I hate
they take you right to the bathroom,
yes, sir.
But they won't even let you take them to the bathroom, because if they hear anything, they calling the people. They calling the people. Let me read what Brother Torrey said. Brother Torrey says, Dana, God set before us life or death, blessings or cursings, and God said choose life and live. Dana, if they choose death, that's their choice. Do like Burger King, have it your way. Okay, Brother Torrey, I hear that. That's a real hard line. But let me ask you this question. You walking up to a 15, 16-year-old, standing on the corner, probably strapped.
No, ain't no probably to it.
I'm just, you know.
I ain't hearing. I don't even trust none of them.
Strapped. And you're out evangelizing, and you see these brothers, and you want to go and have a conversation with them. You can't hit them. Because let me tell you like this. Because that's not how Jesus approached people.
Not at all.
Jesus didn't come to nobody and tell them they was going right to hell.
Nope.
He never did that. He never went to people like that. So you got to meet
them. With love and kindness have I drawn them.
Come on. Come on. How?
With love and kindness.
Come on. Have I drawn you?
Excellent.
So my question is, how do you approach this generation who, like you said, they look at you as an old head. They ain't trying to hear nothing you got to say.
And they're very unapproachable.
Unapproachable? Disrespectful?
Oh, my goodness. He had an attitude.
Yeah.
And if he could have pulled his bang out on me.
Oh, Lord.
If he could have.
Yeah.
He might have, would have.
Because I asked years ago, before it got as crazy as it's got now. I was at a bowling alley one time. And a brother had his pants all the way down. And I saw him. And I said, hey, bro. I said, man, can I ask you a question? He's like, yeah, what's up, man? I said, I don't mean no harm.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got two questions. Why do you wear your pants like that? And how do you keep your pants? I said, do you wear your pants like that? He said, man, this was when he was like, oh, man, this is my swag. And I said, really? He said, yeah, man. I said, so you,
I said, so you get up in the morning. I said, I said, please help me out. I said, I'm an old guy.
Absolutely.
And he might have been 20, 21, 22 years old. I said, I'm an old guy. Help me out. I was 40.
Right.
I said, so you get up. You take you a shower. He said, yeah. I said, you put your smell good on. He said, yeah. I said, you get your good polo shirt
right.
or whatever you got. He said, yeah. I said, but then you take your jeans. I said, now, back in the day, they used to be too big.
Exactly.
But now they buying them the right size.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they still pulling them down.
Yeah.
And I said, so did you take in your belt and tighten it around your butt cheek?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. And I said it just like that because I wanted him to hear
yeah,
how
what
he
are you
found
saying?
It.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, you know, it ain't like, I said, no, I just want you to explain it to me.
It's like that.
And I said, okay. And I said, you know what? Appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Don't go to jail.
And I just said, thank you. He was like, all right, cool, man. He said, man, good looking out. He said, you ain't even trying to tell me to put my pants up. I said, no. I said, you grown? I said, but I just wanted to know.
Don't go to jail. I'm going to tell you what jail you don't want to go to.
Stop.
You don't want to go to no max penitentiary. You don't want to go to no federal penitentiary. They got them D.C. boys.
Bro, Turner said they buying them small. Actually, they buying the pants too small. Lady,
they doing that too.
Felicia said, showing your drawers is totally disrespectful to yourself and some that ain't even that clean. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh.
He got a long one.
Bro, Torden gave out the whole Bible. Let me get my good reading. Let me get my reading back up. Hold on. Bro, Torden said, the same way God told Ezekiel. Okay. See, let me help you. So you going out there with the Ezekiel approach. And not the Jesus approach. I want to be clear.
Hold on. Let's also
let me finish reading this. Yeah,
yeah, but hold on.
Who was he talking to?
To the children of Israel.
Different breed of people.
Because what just before we go down. Let's not forget Jonah did not want to go down to Nineveh cuz he was afraid he was going
to
get killed.
I'm about to read it. And he says, and he said to them, son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day, for they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Through briars and thorns be with thee. And thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks. Though they may be a rebellious house, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious.
That's a fact. But
and I hear you. So let me ask again, I'm going to ask this question. This is what you're going to read to the 15 and 16-year-old? I just want to know. This is what we're going to read to the 15 and 16 years.
Well, again, that's the reason why I gave the other side.
Come on.
Because when he wasn't talking to the people that was chosen,
mm-hmm.
because let's be honest, these people in the street ain't chosen.
Let me read this again. Hear the word, O Lord, ye children. This is William Turner said, hear the children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery.
They break out.
They break out.
Yep.
And the blood touches
the
blood.
That's all they're doing is passing along.
So let me ask this question again. Is this what we're telling the people?
Yeah, especially somebody don't know them.
So let me.
And you work with them, so I know. I know.
I know. I hear Brother Tory. I hear he going straight Israel. I get it. He hardcore. I hear you. But how, he said that I was 15 and 16. They've never been where I am. I'm going to give them the word of God. But again, you're coming with this language?
Lady Brown, they take the Bible in your bag.
right. He going to have to.
You
don't have to.
You remember what happened when them people the disciples went out there trying to rebuke them devils?
Yeah, seven sons. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know.
Man,
who the hell are you? He said, "I'm gonna give them the timeless word of God." I hear you.
I hear you.
I give it to him too.
And I just think that if you don't talk to them first on their level, if your first words out your, because that's the same, that if you come to anybody, and I'm talking about any level, whether it be 15, 16 year old or 25 or 30 year old, and the first words out of your mouth is, thank you, brother. That's what I'm talking about. A humble approach. A humble approach. That's all I'm saying. Because if you come with this, let me tell you what the Bible say, not, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
How you feeling today? Yeah. My name is so-and-so.
Exactly.
Man, can we have a conversation? Can I talk to you versus, man, let me tell you what the Bible say?
Yeah.
Wait, that, you ain't going to have no conversation because they done.
Yeah, they walk off.
They walking off.
Ain't no question.
They walking off. Brother Turner said, brethren, if man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
Yeah,
see? Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Yep.
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man thinking himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Yeah, you gotta figure out where they are, where they're coming from. Because everybody's story ain't your story. Watch this. Because everybody that you meet on the street, all them cats that you saw, the one that called you overhead, they lifestyle might not have been the lifestyle you had when you was out in the street.
Exactly.
So they're not going to receive that.
Exactly.
And watch this. Some of these cats on the street, they not dropouts.
All of them not. They show
all of them not dropouts.
Show length.
They got education and refusing and saying they no longer want to be a part of that system.
Yep.
So now what?
It's a lot of different variables.
It's a lot.
And that's the reason why there is no one right way.
Kelly Smith says, I ask young people, what can Pastor Kelly do to help you all? Yeah. And that was always my thing. What would I – I used to ask the guys on the corner on Central Imagine. Mm-hmm. Be up there with Jody mm-hmm. and the group. I said, hey, man, what would it take for you to stop risking your life on this corner? That was it. I didn't mention God. I didn't mention Jesus. I didn't mention none of that. My question was, and then when we were done, I asked them, I said, would you mind if I prayed for you? Oh, this here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we running.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that would be my question.
Mm-hmm.
What would we need to do? You know, are you okay? You know, ask questions like
how's everything at home?
Yeah,
the best way to get to any child, man, is to always ask them, how's everything at home?
Yeah,
because some people want to talk.
Yeah,
and the best way to get conversation started is showing concern about how is it at home? Because evidently something at home is driving you out here.
Do you enjoy being out here?
Yeah.
Is this comfortable?
Yeah. Well, you have to keep looking around.
Do you like looking over your shoulder?
Man.
Everywhere. Do you like not being able to leave the neighborhood? Because you can't go nowhere.
And the thing that I hate about now versus then is it was camaraderie in the street.
There was. There's none now.
No matter what gang you was in, if this person was getting money and you was getting money, when y'all seen each other, y'all be like, I'm going to outdo you next week.
Yeah.
It was camaraderie.
I'm going to have better Rams next week.
Yeah. But this new generation, they see you with it. They want to come get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I ain't just talking about illegal. I'm talking about legal.
Right. Yeah. They want to come get yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they snatching people up out of these cars. And it's crazy.
It's sad, man. There were two fights at my school today. I found out about it after I left.
Yeah, it got a little toast up in there.
Crack that door open.
Little toast.
One of the things, it was two fights, and it was my old class from last year. They're now seventh and eighth graders.
Right.
It was a couple of my old class that was out there fighting.
Each other?
Fighting whoever.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate, man, how they grew up. So I haven't had them in my classroom since fifth grade.
Wow. Yeah.
So we left in the middle of fifth grade. Uh-huh. They were gone all of sixth grade. Only had them online.
Yeah, right.
And then they come back to school for seventh grade.
Okay.
And now they got a little taller. They got a little grown up.
Yep. And now their attitude.
And because they weren't in school.
Yep.
They were out in the street.
Yep. And they picked that mentality
up. They picked up that mentality. So some of my good boys are now trying to be hard in the street. And they ain't soft. They softened in Jell-O before it turned into a mold.
That's why and that's the reason why these jokers. Did we just freeze?
No, we ain't. Maybe we did. Huh? Oh, I just saw that.
Yeah,
we froze everywhere.
Yeah. all around the board.
Hopefully it'll come back on because they're excellent over here with the what you call it, but
yeah, it do.
Yeah, that's weird. We'll keep talking though.
Yeah, but you know, it's the foolishness, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why these young boys go get a gun because they scared to get popped in their mouth. They scared that a joker might fire on them. And my problem is, you might not want to shoot a gun if you pick up your dude.
Yeah. 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 Okay. They say they can still hear. We just froze. I'm assuming it'll catch up to itself.
Yeah. Because it came on, then it froze again. Y'all don't log off.
It might pop back in. Y'all just stay. Oh, there you go. It's back.
Yeah.
It's back. Okay. So. So yeah, they've been so it's every day I'm hearing their names coming downstairs, and it's unfortunate, and there's no male
figures. Yeah, and that's the problem, and I say this all the time, especially when I preach, and I have a lot of young men.
Yeah, that was the thing I loved about your church. Some of them guys just walked in off the street.
Yeah,
and it was because of your location. And they walked in and they felt welcome. They didn't walk in and feel like somebody going to say something to me.
Absolutely. And I always tried to make sure that the ushers knew.
Yeah.
Let whoever walk through the door.
Yeah.
Let them in.
Yeah.
I don't care what they got on.
Yeah, just take your hat off.
That's all I ask.
You come in however you're going to come in, but just take your hat off.
I don't care about you smelling like no weed.
Right.
I don't care if you're old or ain't the cleanest.
Right.
Because God don't care about your appearance. He care about your salvation.
Yeah, not your outer appearance.
No.
Right.
He care about your salvation.
Yeah.
So right now, you're not in a place where you salvage.
Yeah.
But he want to get you to a place where you're salvageable.
Yeah, that's it.
So
the
only
good
way we can get there
is that I let you in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day when I used to be at church, and they wouldn't let certain people in the church. So us be like,
oh.
And I was like.
Or they make you sit way in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't come down front.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I am so, man, look.
That
traditional stuff, that keeping people at bay.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. If you want to come in and sit. Now, look, yeah. Now, if you got good ushers, you know.
Put them up there, but keep an eye if you think it's going to be some.
Especially here.
Yeah.
We got 1,100 seats. 1,100.
Literally.
We got 1,100 good seats.
Yes, sir.
You can sit wherever.
Anywhere you want.
And smell however.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no need for you to go sit right next to nobody.
Because there's 50 seats in between this one and that one.
You can put 20 seats between y'all.
Exactly.
And be good. But anyway, you have to have people available. That's why I appreciate your ministry so much, what Jody was doing over on the west side out there, man, because you got to have people who can go out there. And first of all, we got to love on these people first. Watch this. Jesus fed people before he started talking about the word of God.
Oh, yeah. He fed them two ways.
He fed them first, y'all.
That's why if y'all ever watched the movie Soul Food.
Yeah.
It was always Big Mama.
Yeah.
When she wanted to talk to him.
That was lessons.
It was always when they was eating.
Because you know they're going to show up for
exactly.
dinner.
Exactly.
You know they're going to show up for dinner.
Exactly.
And they ain't going to leave
just
before they
froze again.
And they ain't going to leave before they eat.
Now it came back.
It's doing something over here. Yeah. But they ain't going to leave before they eat.
Yeah.
And so you have to be willing to have a first of all, meet them at their level.
Absolutely.
We were cracking jokes yesterday. We went out to eat back to that place in Forest Park I told you about, the NOLA restaurant.
Yeah.
So that's what we went to eat yesterday.
I went to the club yesterday. I'm dead serious. I'm gonna tell you after.
I believe you. Yeah. Can we read what? I'm gonna get you William Turner. I saw it. I'm gonna go back up and read it in 1 second. So we at the restaurant. So at the restaurant, you can download the jukebox app and you can control the music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we was in there getting it, right? We having a good time. We playing some, old school. You know, I'm an old school cat. We playing old school music.
Me too.
But then, of course, the brats was with us. So they playing, some stuff. So the girl wants to hear the Beastie Boys. Like, why are you listening to the Beastie Boys? Because she heard it in the gas station. So she want to hear the Beastie Boys.
Wow. Okay. Paul Revere?
No, the other one. No Sleep to
no
Brooklyn.
No Sleep to Brooklyn.
That's what she wanted to hear.
Oh, she caught on to that.
She said it was in the gas station. So watch this. So we playing all this music, right? We jamming. We get old school. I'm playing. Oh, I got my Commodores going. I'm good. Yeah, Jalen playing old school, but then Jalen decides trying to be funny.
Uh-huh.
I got a song in the pending waiting. I see it. But instead of my song going next, Jalen spent the extra coin or two to put his first.
Wow.
Why he played In the Sanctuary by Kirk Carr.
at the
mind you, this is a sports bar restaurant.
He did that on purpose.
Because it was on the list.
It got to play.
It gonna play.
Yes, sir.
So we sitting there in the restaurant. All of a sudden, we clap our hands in the sanctuary. We sing our songs to give that glow. We sitting in the. Because we done been to church already.
Absolutely.
But he did it, you know, but then I thought about it. I was like, Jesus went to where they were.
Every time.
He went to where they were.
Like I was yesterday.
You can find folk at a pool hall. Come on, where was you at yesterday? Then I'm going to read William Thomas.
So my buddy, she throws his sets on Sundays, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And first they used to have all the ratchet music.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
But yesterday was Mother's Day, so she called me, mm-hmm. and she was like, hey, I want you to come over and pray for our balloon release for all of the people that lost their moms.
Okay.
Bruh, when I tell you that nearly the mm-hmm. entire tavern
mm.
came outside to release a balloon for their mother.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Wow. That's good.
So the part that really made it special was when I got to praying hard.
Yeah. Yeah, for the people. Yeah.
And them people started crying.
Yeah.
See, that's why I said it depends. You got to know when it's time.
Yeah.
Every time ain't the right time.
It got to be spirit-led, not I know better than you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's a lot of times that's the mindset. Well, I know better because I've been there. Yeah, but did the spirit tell you to say that?
Exactly.
Because you have sometimes what about the pray. And the spirit will give you
utterance of what to say.
Absolutely. See, we go out there with our Bible and ready to start beating people over the head with it.
We can't
do that. Pray first.
That reminds me of Friday after next when the old ladies came through with the Bible.
I know, right? Do you know the Lord? Don't stop. Let me read William Turner's comment. William said, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preadventure will give them the repentance to the acknowledging of the truth and that they will recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. You got to read some more of these comments. Antoinette says, I like that he cared about your salvation. I like that this is so true. Yeah. Felicia says, you spoke of this generation. I believe pastors like you will help the next with non-traditional methods. Absolutely. And I told Pastor Washington that the day I met him.
Yep.
And then, see, I said that before I knew before I knew who the hell he was.
Yeah.
He just came to do an interview on the show.
Exactly.
But then when I went and witnessed.
Yeah.
See, it's one thing. See, people come out of time.
Absolutely.
And Parks brought you, didn't he?
Yep.
Parks. Yeah. Parks got
No.
You did.
Yep. Oh, Latanya brought me.
My bad.
She brought me after I did. She brought me after I did the thing at Angela's church.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, thank you. All yep. right. Well, Tanya brought him over here. She ain't know nothing about you. She just knew you at Angela's church. So she got you on what you knew. Your mic ain't on. You over there whispering in the corner, you know, whispering after dog. What happened?
Okay.
Amen.
Right. So she brought him on the show, but then I went to the church house because I need to see for myself.
Amen.
And I saw some stuff.
Yeah.
Over there, I saw all them young brothers in the back.
Yeah.
Coming in.
When we first started, boy, them young men used to be there.
I saw them young brothers up praising and lifting their hands in the midst of worship. I saw young brothers breaking down.
Yep.
They hard on the street, but you got them in that atmosphere, and the atmosphere changed. Now watch this. Some may have went right back to the street.
I was finna say that.
They may have went right back, but watch this. They knew something was better.
Absolutely.
And our job
is just to introduce
point
it.
Them
yep.
to something better. Yep. Tori, yes, they might still choose to go back and do something else.
But you long as you make the introduction.
Yes, you have to. And then you have to keep the door open.
Yep. My one friend, he that was coming and he was bringing his sons and everything,
mm-hmm.
he said, he had got a job downtown at the hospital working in the cafeteria. The man was so, when I say he was like,
yeah.
bruh, you ain't lying, man. God do everything. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
He took an opportunity to do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it has almost cost him his life.
Wow.
Let me tell you why. Because he had some people in the car with him and he was running from the police. It was on the news and in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
He smashed into the Lake Street L pole.
Ooh, they don't move.
And the person in the front seat died.
Mm.
The person in the back seat was in critical.
And he was driving.
And he was the driver. And now he got the attempt plus
yep,
the
yep, yep.
A vehicular.
Yeah.
And that's what that. And he called me on the phone one day and was crying from the county. He said, man, you told me.
Yeah.
Don't go back out there messing around.
Yeah.
In the street.
You got
because
it.
I've already been made aware.
Yeah. And that's the sad part, man. That we have to give them. We have to continue to have options. They're not going to walk into your traditional church.
Sure ain't.
They're not going to walk into, and if they do, you got to be ready.
Yes.
Because you're not going to be. Yeah, you can stand up and preach. You can give them the unadulterated truth. You can give them all that, but you have to also give them opportunities.
That's a fact.
Find out who they are first.
That's a fact.
Before you start condemning people to hell,
yeah.
Find out who they are first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know this is Mission of Monday, so we got to talk about outreach. We talking about outreach.
Amen.
This is the mission.
This mission.
This is the Great Commission. Right. You know, go ye therefore.
That's what the Bible says.
That's what he said.
That's the only commandment he gave.
Come on now. He says, one plants the seed, another water
the
seed.
That God gets the increase.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. What is the seed? The spirit of God, faith, yep. Humility, love, but also the word of God.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right, sir. We ain't gonna look, we ain't disagreeing tonight. Me and him are throwing blows on Friday. He coming with haymakers. I tried to hit him with an uppercut. He cheated and kicked below the belt. I bit his ear like Mike Tyson. We was going at it on Friday. Look, and then I went old school wrestling. I pulled a foreign object out of my trunk, wrapped it around my neck, raked his eyes. We was getting it in.
Yes,
but no, you gotta find out. He says we already in hell, which is a state of condition. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And my thing is this. When you ask them, and somebody responds to my question, if I said, ask them, do you enjoy being out here? Like, I really want to know. So you drive, I know you're on the south side, but you still go to the west side.
Yeah.
Madison, Springfield, Central Park and Madison, the Central Park.
I stopped going over there.
You don't even go that way no more.
I stopped going over there probably about 4 or 5 months ago. So, and that was because I was driving down the street, and the guy went to wave me. Like, you trying to wave me, and I'm like, no, I'm cool. Then another guy walked past me and lifted his shirt up to show me he had a gun.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, oh, no, I ain't doing this. Yeah.
Them cats from Madison and Springfield all the way to Madison and Pulaski out selling the weed,
yeah.
Right? And I really just want to ask them, because this is what they do all day.
Yeah.
Are you happy with this? Is this the plan? That's literally my question. Is this the plan that you have for your life? I ain't trying to holler at you. I ain't trying to make you upset. I ain't trying to get you. If you can keep, I ain't even trying to interrupt your business. You can keep selling, bro. I'm going to just stand here and talk to you. Don't get your customers.
You know what really, and I want to say this. I did some researching on paying attention to things.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, I noticed that a lot of the black films that came out were predominantly pimp films.
Yeah, black exploitation. Absolutely.
You know where I'm going to go now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were predominantly pimp films and people that sold heroin.
The only ones that could get produced. Yeah. That's what Superfly was all about, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So back then, you had more people that wanted to be pimps.
Yeah.
And eventually they moved into the smack game.
Yeah.
So forth and so on.
Yeah.
You come into this new generation, and everybody glorifies Scarface.
Yeah.
And then when the Scarface movement starts in the 80s, the next thing happens is crack comes out.
Yeah.
When the crack game comes out,
yeah.
This allows black people that wasn't able to have anything.
Snowfall.
Man, listen,
Snowfall.
Listen, I can break it all the way down to the nitty gritty.
All right.
No. But I was going in order.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Because before you can even get to New Jack City, you got to get to the King of New York.
Right. All that.
See, and I'm showing you how the only thing that progressed is how they made drugs start being in more movies.
Easier.
Even the white movies got a drug dealer with a white cop chasing down the drug dealer.
Yeah.
So when you take it from that and you go into the first 48, and then you move from the first 48 and you see the pandemic movie of the heroin thing that they doing, how heroin has tore up the suburbs, and they were talking about the crack mm-hmm. game didn't even tear the suburbs up like the heroin
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking and looking and looking, and I keep notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, as long as we keep allowing all the music on radio to talk about guns, mm-hmm. sticks,
mm-hmm.
Women being bees,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. BBW.
So you remember, and people had, they felt some kind of way about it.
Uh-huh.
You remember Bill Clinton.
Okay.
VP was Al Gore.
Yes.
His wife, Tipper Gore.
Yep.
Was the one who put the explicit lyrics poster on the CD cover.
Yes, to
yep.
explain.
So that
you would know
that you should be over a certain age
mm-hmm.
to buy this.
Yep.
And a lot of us
went
liberals.
Yep.
See, this is where the conservative people, here's the deal. Y'all know Republicans ain't wrong about everything.
They're not.
They ain't wrong about everything.
And Democrats ain't right about everything.
And Democrats ain't right about everything.
Come on.
But see, y'all don't know how to work the middle.
Yeah.
If I would want to know as a parent.
Exactly.
Now, I'm different.
Yep.
I'm a different parent because of how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya is a different parent
right.
because of how she was raised. You a different parent based on how you was raised.
Absolutely.
Right? So I'm not going to ain't none of that music coming in my house.
Well, I mean, that's how I was raised.
Now,
Houdini and all, they didn't cuss.
Exactly.
LL and them, they didn't cuss. I'm bad.
Run DMC cuss.
That's, they didn't.
No, they, I don't think they
none
did.
Of them.
Right.
The cussing
and
didn't start.
And Hammer didn't cuss at all.
You did not get cussing on the album until Too Short came out with.
Yep.
This is my era of music.
So
I know.
So what I'm saying is we allowed.
Yes, we did.
That influence.
Absolutely.
In the door.
Yep.
And with the terminology of it's just music.
But it ended up being more than just
it's
music.
It's just music, right?
Because it became life.
Right, NWA. Oh my God.
I was going to get into that afterwards.
So we allowed this music to come in, right?
Yep.
And then, so their parents,
yep.
their parents probably grew up on, because the NWA was still up.
That's us. That's 87.
That next group.
Exactly.
That next group
exactly.
of gangster rappers,
yep.
whoever you want to call them. They come along, and now you have them out there, and then nobody is stopping, and now the train is gone.
Exactly.
That train has left the station. So now it's out there. Then you move forward to mid-90s. Now you got the new Jack Cities and all other kind of stuff. So then you still got the good R&B music.
It didn't fade away. And what's
no.
crazy is...
And they thought it was.
And it's still going right now.
They thought it was going to go away.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, and even a lot of black folks say, oh, this is a fad. This ain't going to last.
They thought the rap was going to be over.
Whereas the difference is R&B has disappeared.
Actually, it has not.
Well, I mean, if you think about it,
it don't get the same exposure.
Exactly.
But they haven't stopped making the songs.
But you know why though?
Oh yeah, because they
because we're going to keep glorifying having racks.
We need
on
you
racks
to kill each other. We need y'all to kill each other. And if y'all don't believe it, I'm going to set the record straight. Do y'all not know that the government's behind the push?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, that was the whole, yeah. I mean, Snowfall told it all for the folks that didn't know.
Did y'all, I'm going to show y'all something. You were not able to use the N-word, the B-word, the A-word,
mm-hmm.
the S-word,
yeah.
and any of these words on any public television.
Correct.
And on any public radio station at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can use every word now
mm-hmm.
except
yep.
the MF word.
Yep. Bro Torrey says, who's the puppet master influence on our mindsets? Yeah. He says, and why is it under the new covenant that God says he will put his laws into our minds? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We know that, though. But again, somebody said at the very beginning, if I scroll back up, somebody mentioned parenting.
But I said it.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned parenting at the very beginning of this. They was like, we need something about parenting. I wish
yeah.
I could find it real quick. And the first thing they said, and I thought about that because I've always went back to the parents. But my question.
Let me show you how they do with the parents, though.
My question, the problem with that is you have parents who don't know how to parent.
That was my other part. But watch this.
Go ahead.
The part about them holding the parents accountable. Now, let me show you how society is. They're going to hold you accountable if you allow your child under the age of 18 to go get a sex change. They're going to hold you accountable with jail time.
Yeah, but that was Veronica said that. Solution is effective.
Right. How come you ain't holding the parents accountable for their kids robbing?
Yeah.
How come you're not holding, and this, I'm talking about black and white.
Let me ask this question, though. Here's the other side of that.
I agree with you on that.
Okay.
My only gripe is this. Your 13, 14, and 15-year-old child, 16-year-old child, you should know where they at.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
That's my problem.
Absolutely.
That's my problem.
Why don't we teach God's law if he puts them in our...
Hey, bruh.
Bruh Tory, I understand what you're saying.
We listen.
I hear you.
We talking about reality, realistically.
And I understand the reality because he's going to say God's law ain't real. I know it's coming next. I understand the reality of God's law. Bruh Tory, we're talking about parents who've never been taught how to parent.
Exactly.
Because their grandmamas is 35 and they 25 and they still trying to have their own whatever.
I seen mama and daughter yesterday and both of them was grown. They were smoking and drinking together.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand.
The only time I've ever had a drink in front of my mama was when we was out to dinner.
And it was, I ain't never had a drink with my mama. And I own the liquor store.
Right. Some of these children are paying the bills. Yeah.
I don't care if they. I paid the bills.
And that's why. But you.
Listen, I paid the bills. I've never cursed in front of my mama. I've never disrespected my mama. I've never drank in front of my mama. Nothing.
But that's the difference, though. So here is back to your point when you said you want to hold the parents accountable.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a huge division. Because all these kids that are going around doing this stuff, so I'm going to show up at the door. Hey, we got your son. We coming to get you. Your son was out at such and such time doing X, Y, and Z.
Why was he out? That's my whole question.
And then my thing is this, and I know the cities don't have no money for it, but guess what? If we can send another $35 billion to Ukraine, and I know they're going through a war, their buildings being bombed and all that, we can get truant officers back.
This is what I was just going to say.
What's the one, the curfew? Who are them people? The curfew people? That was the regular police? Is that regular police? But you can create a whole form of curfew.
But hold on. I'm going to show you one step further. They keep arresting y'all every day. Guess what they do?
They just take you in and take you right back out.
But what do they do?
Nothing.
They put a monitor on you. That's why they got 1,000 of them.
Oh, you put them on house arrest?
They put monitors on them.
Mm-hmm.
I just read a case. The boy went downtown to Berghoff.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Had a gun on him. I think I've explained this already.
Mm-hmm.
He had the gun on him,
mm-hmm.
went into the store, took 3 Gucci belts, took the buckles off of them, left the belts there, stuck them in his pocket, took his old belt off, put another belt on. The security guard watched him. He goes out the door. He shows the security guard the gun, so the security guard back up.
Right.
They describe him. Police pick him up, take him to jail. They let him out with a monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Got a monitor on.
Right.
Go back downtown. Because now he's banned
right.
from Berghoff.
Right.
He go to Nordstrom.
Uh-huh.
Do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Get caught.
Uh-huh.
He own a monitor.
Uh-huh.
They let him back out. He go to Neiman Marcus. Do the same thing with all 3 cases with a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
On a monitor. The third time, they's like, oh, you know what? We done playing. Why did you have to wait the 3 times? Because when I got caught with a gun.
Was he a minor?
No, he was 20-something.
Oh, God.
When I got caught with a gun, them people locked me up. And I'm finna tell the story. And I had to hear a Negro up in there talking about daddy, daddy all weekend. I was mad, couldn't sleep, mad than a mug.
Ari Torrey said, the Bible says children are oppressors and women rule over households. Where are the men? That's always been the question. Where are the men?
I know where they at.
Help us out.
They in jail and they dead. And the last ones out there ain't men. Because all they doing is showing the ones that's out there the same mess they in.
Yeah.
And that's my point about
because
the parents. Because
they had no male figures.
My whole point about parents.
They had no male figures. And that's why I understand these new rules in school and all this kind of stuff. But that's why I am so against all this hugging on these kids in the school and these boys hugging. But now, like you said earlier, now you got girls out there shooting. They out there now.
So
everybody shooting.
Let me explain something. Remember when I put that up and I put the thing up about the girl?
Yeah.
I had all these people send me an inbox. It wasn't what you said. And I say, let me tell y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
For all you educated dummies. Because I say what I want to say. I don't care what nobody thinks. If you don't read and understand the law, your opinion is invalid.
Mm.
If you read her statement,
mm-hmm.
she said, if he come out here and charge me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to shoot him.
Oh, well.
Can you please tell me what that means?
That's premeditated.
I don't care what nobody's talking about. Why do you think they charge him with first-degree murder?
That's premeditated because you done said it.
Thank you. These people are so smart, they don't know nothing.
If he come out here and do what?
If he come out here and charge me, I'm going to shoot him.
That means I'm planning on shooting you on sight.
So everybody put up the video of him running into the wall. It was devastating.
Yes.
It was egregious.
Right.
My problem was the same Negroes put it up there.
Didn't, what was all that? Why
no,
y'all
no, no, no. Didn't even realize it was 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
That was not the day she got killed.
That she shot him. Right. Right. That was another time.
So
but y'all videoed that. But anyway, go ahead.
But watch this. So this is what the DA going to argue. If you ain't read the law and sat in nobody library and read law books, please shut up. The DA is going to argue this. If he ran you in the wall 2 weeks ago.
Why you ain't call her?
Even if you did call.
Yeah.
What you go back over there for?
Mm.
Please learn the law, man. That's why y'all going to jail with life. Because you don't know nothing. And you getting in there sounding like that dude talking about, I'm going to prove today. And they gave him life.
Right.
Somebody gave me life.
Hey, I have to be honest, man, because I watch people railroad themselves.
Let me
for no reason.
Let me ask this question.
Yep.
It's 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think how to ask the question. With everything
mm-hmm.
that's going on with our young boys, we keep saying it starts at home, but if home is messed up.
Facts.
But Tori just said dysfunction is the norm, and it shouldn't be, but it is. Dysfunction is the norm.
Yeah, absolutely.
It shouldn't be.
I totally agree.
But it is. It shouldn't be.
But it is.
But it is. So then if it's not at home, then what do we do? So then that leaves, if it's not going to get fixed at home, that leaves church and school, or school and church, whichever order you want to put them in.
Okay. And
what can we do?
Well, they barely want to come to school, and they barely come to school.
Right.
And you can't put everything on the teacher because he's dealing with 20,
right.
30 people.
Right. With no help.
So
no support.
Can't do that.
Right.
You invite them to church. You can't get them to come.
Right. Okay.
And you don't want to put the guilt on them.
Okay.
Because then they're going to rebel against the church.
So we got to go where they at.
And when we go,
yeah.
this is the part to that now.
Come on. Go where they at.
Now when you go out there,
yeah.
you scared for your life.
Okay. So then what?
And I ain't even talking about so much as the people you going out there for, it's the people that's coming over there to shoot at the people you going out there for.
Yeah, because it's about right. Because 9 times out of 10, the people you gonna talk to, they'll talk to you. But they got their eyes on everything else. You got your whole back turned focused on them.
Man, I wish I had somebody. And you end up in a pine box going out there. And guess what?
Talking about he was out evangelizing and ministering to the people.
Uh huh.
He was on mission.
That's exactly what they gonna put on your grave. So.
Be careful for nothing though. But you know, he says go where they are on social. Kerry says go where they are,
and that's
social media. Okay, so we have that access.
And this is my problem.
Yes,
my problem with social media is the Negroes that get on there and won't share, and won't tag people in that really need to hear.
Yeah,
and then on top of that, when you preach the truth. They try to get on there with the little keyboards because they behind the keyboard,
and try to come. Them the keyboard professionals.
Yeah, try to come against everything you're saying.
I call that keyboard courage.
Yeah, like liquid courage.
Yeah, that's keyboard courage. So keyboard courage, you can throw all kind of haymakers.
Can't you?
Right. But when I see you in person, you ain't got nothing.
You quiet.
To
oh, okay.
Raynette says, you definitely need to be anointed for the assignment. You have to be.
Absolutely.
Everybody ain't built for out there.
Not at all. And we used to go 3 times a year.
Everybody ain't built for out there.
Yep.
Everybody is not built for out there. How you evangelized in the 70s, probably in the
80s. You can't do that now.
Probably ain't going to work now.
And with all the shootings, you better use more than just your knowledge. You better use some wisdom and some, get a whole bunch of understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they jumping out of cars like they did that boy over there on Chicago Avenue and the Hamlin. That little boy jumped out the car. They got it on video. That's the whole shooting on video.
So Ari Torrey says, give our children what God said give them. Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world.
But be ye transformed by the
And we
can do all that.
Yeah, most kids aren't on corners anymore. Not regular social media, real TikTok and video games. Yeah.
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 And shame on you parents that keep buying all them expensive video games, leaving your kids in the room.
It goes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier, the access they have. And maybe I'm just the old, maybe because I know as an only child what I would have gotten into had stuff. I'm glad none of this stuff was available when I was at home alone.
I agree with you. You know, what happened to dinner time? What happened to dinner time?
See, that's a big one for me.
Come on,
we're going to talk about that. Come on, Tanya.
So, feels like...
I'm going to try not to eat one of these strawberries again. But go
man,
ahead.
Go ahead and eat the
I'm
strawberries.
Not eating no more,
don't eat the Oreo one.
You know I am.
Just save me one red one in the back. I'm going to have to break it down or something.
So, what I'm hearing is that the kids have social media. Here is the problem. Kids were not supposed to be on social media unless they were 13 or older. So, yeah, of course, they created theirs. And, you know, of course, the parents didn't take it. No, they didn't take it back.
Yeah.
They called themselves so-called monitoring it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said something about the video games. The parents bought the video games because they didn't want their kids outside because
True.
This was going on.
True.
The shootings were going on.
Some parents.
Wait.
But some of them bought them video games so their kids would leave them alone.
That too.
They did that too.
Uh-huh.
But most of the times, those video games were bought because they cannot come outside.
I agree.
One of our listeners who is who has a rented kid, she a lot of things don't take place until she gets home. She will not let her 13-year-old go out to the playground. And I get it and I understand it because you never know what's going to happen.
That's a fact.
It could be violence. It could be the little boy who was playing with his toy gun and where the police shot him. We got too many scenarios, so we cannot win for losing. So, before we stipulate that the person paid $80 for a game or put $80 on the Sega the PlayStation card and everything else like that, they did it for a reason.
I'm not disagreeing with that. My issue with it is, so you bought the video game so your kids won't bother you. You don't even spend time with your kids when you at home.
That's some people.
We're going to get past that part. I'm talking about the people that I know.
That was in the house.
Me too.
They made me stay in the house, and it
she feel mad about it too.
Me too. You know when I came out the house?
She feel mad about it too.
I came out the house when I turned 16 and went to McDonald's.
I miss the social. I'm gonna be penalized as an adult, and I'm gonna be penalized as a kid because I miss the social interaction and everything else like that. So I don't have that valuable socialization skills and everything else like that. To meet different people. Everybody. I didn't have a silver spoon, but everybody was living different lives. For the one moment I attended a public school, I learned so many things. I learned about child abuse. I learned about sugar water.
Yeah.
I learned about things I don't even think I should know about. I seen a little girl bring her little brother to the school an infant baby as for show and tell. So this has been going on prior to 2000. Like, literally, I was in second grade at Oscar DePriest, and she brought her infant baby brother for show and tell.
Wow. Let me say this real quick about the game thing.
Right.
Y'all, I understand both sides of that.
Right.
And I'm in the middle, because here's why. Go buy the $80 game. But you ain't got to get the $80 game.
That with all the killing.
That's showing you how to rob, how to steal cars.
And that's the
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
GTA now. Yeah. They don't even call it by the name no more. It's just GTA.
Yeah.
So.
Showed you how to steal, kill, and destroy.
All that. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. And I've shared this story. I'm not going to share it again. I told y'all, I was 35 years old when I picked up Grand Theft Auto.
I picked it up, the original one.
I was 35 years old. I was at the gas station on Madison and Lombard, the BP, right
yep,
there across
yep,
from
yep,
the police
yep,
station.
Yep, yep, yep.
And a guy pulled up in a van and was like, hey, man, I got some video games for the PS3. And this how long ago it was. I was like, I'm good, 'cause, you know, I thought it was going to work.
Right.
He had a whole van with the TV in the back, game plugged up. He pulled a little bootleg out, put it in the game, played it, showed me it worked. He's like, man, I give you this and something else. He said, just give me $20 or whatever. I was like, all right, cool. I bought the game. I buy the game. I go home. This is a Friday. I put the game in. I started playing the game Friday night. Put the game in. All right, cool. Go a little long. Go a little past all that. I'm like, all right, this is whatever. Saturday, I ain't got nothing to do. I put the game back on. Sometime around 9:30, Saturday morning. I don't look up. I don't go outside. I don't do nothing. I look up again. It's somewhere around 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Sunday comes. This is before I came back to Kingdom. Sunday comes. I get in my car. My Mustang. I had a Mustang at the time. Black 5.0 GT Mustang. I'm driving. I'm downtown on Michigan Avenue. Police officer pulls up next to me. Mind you, I'm 35. In my right mind. I'm 35 in my right mind. Police officer pulled up next to me on the motorcycle. First thought that popped in my head was, oh, man, you can get out and knock this thing off this motorcycle and take it. I'm 35.
Grand Theft Auto.
But I'm 35.
I know that.
Having that thought.
I know that.
So what do you think is happening to the 15-year-old?
That has not.
That ain't got it. He don't even understand consequences yet.
Yep.
I'm 35, and that was my first. And I went home and threw the game in the garbage.
See what I'm saying?
Now, you think I would then turn around?
Yeah.
And Joshua would tell you right now, he probably played Grand Theft Auto. I didn't buy it.
Yeah. And man, Red Dead Redemption.
Can you buy that? Nope. Can you buy? No, I'm not getting that. You want to shoot some zombies? I got you. I don't care about you shooting the zombies.
But nothing that look like people.
But you finna, you can go there, you can steal money from the hooker.
Yeah.
And you can go have sex with the hooker and then take the money back from her.
And then Granny get out with the cane and the gun too.
Oh, don't get me started on that one. But it's like, that whole thing. But it's
man.
Like, I'm like, why would I do that? And I was a grown man.
Yeah, and thinking like that.
Having that, and I literally, I was in such shock. And dude looked over at me. Because he was on his motorcycle, and I'm chilling, and he looked at me, and I'm like, have you lost your whole mind? Because all I kept thinking about, man, I could just smooth real quick.
See what I'm saying? That Grand Theft.
Been locked up. Look, you know, I'd have met you earlier.
Man, you got a lot of time for that. Oh, he boy, you want to be honest, though.
Right, I mean, for real. Yeah, that's different. Yeah. That's a little different. A
lot of time behind that.
Probably still would have been in there.
Yeah, y'all, yeah, you still been there.
Make it in there.
No, I probably wouldn't have made it in there.
No,
I wasn't gonna survive.
Oh, that ain't
Oh, you learn to adapt.
No, I wasn't gonna survive.
You learn to adapt.
No, I was gonna die.
No.
No, I was gonna die.
Oh.
I'm just putting it out there. Fuck. Wasn't gonna be no TTLO. wait a minute, Felicia gonna say. Wait, let me go back up. Carrie Willis said, if you want to reach these children, you have to meet them where they are. And then take them where they should go. The kids are online. Public school won't allow religion in the building. Oh, God, no, you can't.
Man, and that's sad. You allow homosexuality, but you don't allow religion.
I'm going to tell you something that got me. So every week we get every Sunday, the teachers send out our administrators send out what's going on for the week
right
to the teachers. And so they tell us what's going on, blah, 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 blah. So then for June, they start talking about planning for June. So I guess June is Pride Month. So, of course, that's all that's on the calendar for school.
So how can you celebrate Pride but can't talk about Jesus?
Pride Month. So I said, okay. And then in the middle of all this Pride Month, Juneteenth.
Ain't that crazy?
Because if, you know, Juneteenth is still, yeah. So now you got all these the rainbows and then this little, you know. And so it is, again, I'm not going to get into that conversation tonight. We're not going to have that conversation tonight.
Because I don't have nothing against homosexuals.
Uh-oh.
I don't. But I'd be doggone if these people can tell you that you can't practice your religion, which is the Third Amendment.
Or they tell you that what you're preaching is hate.
Yeah. Especially
that's where I get the disconnect. The minute I don't agree with you, I am labeled hate.
But they wrote in the amendments in the first 10, mm-hmm. You can practice religion.
The freedom to practice it.
Anywhere, and any religion you choose.
But again, here's the difference. If I'm, and this is our fault. This is our fault. Christians, this is our fault.
Facts.
Let me tell you why. Because the Muslims, my Muslim brothers, if they choose to, they can go to their bosses and say, I need this time to go pray while I'm at work. I need set aside time, not my break time.
Exactly.
Just like they made time for people to take smoke breaks.
Had a whole
Come
room.
On.
They had a whole room.
Where?
At my job. It was the worship room.
At the bank?
At the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Chase had it years ago.
They had a room with the mat, with the
They had everything.
They had a tub in there where they could wash their feet.
Everything.
But also, on the flip side, they also offer a nursing room.
Yeah.
Right next door.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
You got to, we don't stick up.
We don't.
Like we should.
And we should.
We don't. And I blame us for that because we allowed that. They when they decided to snatch prayer out of schools, and because a bunch of, again, Democrats, I'm gonna say it again, I know some of y'all gonna be mad at me, but a bunch of Democrats said we don't want our kids indoctrinated with this religion. What I wanna tell my kids what to believe in.
Well, you can do all that you want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But according to right here where it say the First Amendment, mm-hmm. is talking about freedom of speech, mm-hmm. the notion that the government will not interfere with the ability to mm-hmm. the people mm-hmm. and the press or religious groups to express their views or to protest in favor of them.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I read this portion out for y'all to understand.
Mm-hmm.
They are not supposed to tell you that you can't talk about Jesus nowhere that you are.
And not in private institutions. You can't, see, that's the difference. That's public. It's strictly in the public. That's government buildings. Anything that's ran by the government. You cannot come into, that's like you coming into my house.
It's part of freedom of speech.
No, that's, let me tell you something, bro. I'm telling you right
it's
now.
It's part of freedom of speech.
I was in the corporate world for 25 years.
I did it at the job.
I'm telling you.
I did it at my job in front of the CEO of the company.
If somebody asks you, let me be real clear, because I had this whole HR issue.
I'm listening.
This very cross I had on my neck, I actually had a VP try to question me why I was wearing this cross outside of my turtleneck. Because I don't wear it outside a college shirt. That's just retarded. But I put it outside. It was outside of my turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we were talking about religion. I know what the question was.
I want to hear this.
On my email signature.
Okay.
So, you know, you got your email signature on every email. So I had a picture of a likeness of Christ.
Okay.
Brother with dreads praying in the garden. That was on all of my emails. Somebody was offended by my email. Not by what my email said, but by my email signature. I got pulled into the regional
manager's office for Chase in Elgin. Pulled me in his nice plush office. My office was nice, but I got pulled into his office. I said, well, I need to get up here where you are. So I got pulled into his office, and he was like, hey, how you doing? So he went to this whole thing. He said, so I want to talk to you about, he says, I have a question for you. I said, what's up? The email signature. I said, what's the problem? He said, so what is that? I said, a black man praying in the garden? Is that a problem? Oh, no, that's not it. So what is it then? Well, some people.
They love to deflect.
Because they can't tell me.
Yeah.
They can't tell me.
They love to deflect.
Some people had an issue. They thought you were trying to push some sort of religion agenda. And let me tell you up front, I'm a Christian. I said, okay, well, bless you. And I said, so what's the issue? I said, because I wonder if it would be the same issue if it was the Michelangelo Jesus or the Da Vinci Jesus. That's what I asked him.
I'm listening.
And he said, I don't think that's the case. He said, but you might have a valid point. He was a cool dude. He said, but you might have a point.
Ain't no question you got a valid point.
And I said, so let me ask a question. When my Jewish brothers and sisters put their little notes on the bottom of their signatures on the bottom of their email. They some have the Psalm David and other stuff. I said, did you get a complaint about these? He said, I don't believe I have. I said, okay. I said, now, if you're going to make a blanket statement, then say that. I said, I want you to be clear because he wanted me to know. He says, I want you to be clear because as a Christian, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus and all that. I said, okay. You know, his name was Rich Gardner, nice white guy. He said, I just wanted to know what this was. He said, so now I understand. I said, okay, we good. So then he says, I have, he had the praying hands on his desk. Mm-hmm. It was a prayer. He says, but I try not to bring personal stuff to work. I said, well, you know, at the time I said, well, Jesus is personal to me. I said, I don't have no pictures of family on my desk because I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I'm going to keep, you know, and I said, this cross really ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. I said, it belongs to my grandma. It really ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Mm-hmm. My great grandmama's cross, mm-hmm. and she gave it to me, and I kept it, and that's all that's all it is. But I say, I know who Jesus is, and he's been off the cross a long time. So this ain't got nothing to do with that. So y'all mad about the people? This ain't got nothing to do with it. This is my grandmama's cross, and you want to fight me about it? Meet me outside. But even though Tiny said I can't fight, but it's okay. I'm too old to fight. Pray for. But again. It's that mentality. We took prayer out, and bro just said, and I said, dang, the system's prayer is a pledge of allegiance to the flag and the USA of America, to the Republic which you stand, blah, blah, blah. He said, the system is eyeball deep in spiritual adultery, and we are being conditioned to love it. Yeah, I ain't never been no...
That's right.
I don't pay no attention to that mess. Just like the whole, when they got mad at Colin for kneeling and all that.
Exactly.
They didn't start... focusing on the national anthem being played as a part of the stuff on the game until after 9/11.
Absolutely.
Before that,
they didn't even care.
Before that, you only saw it at the Super Bowl
and at the
All Star game.
That's it. That's the only time they sung it.
That's the only time they always sung it, but you never saw it.
Yeah, you didn't see it televised.
They didn't care.
Yep.
But now, you know, man, I don't care nothing about that. As far as prayer. I know you can't bring it back. You can't bring it back to schools because you have people practicing different religions. You could have Muslims in the room and whatever. So you ain't trying to offend nobody.
It shouldn't be an offense.
Let me put it this way. If my children were at a public school,
uh-huh.
and somebody came in talking about, you know, just like for me, I had a problem with it as a child going to Catholic school. Because I'm not praying to Mary. See, that's a problem. I'm not praying to Mary.
I get that.
Because as my granddaddy said, who was a pastor, he said, Mary wasn't nobody.
and she wasn't.
But he literally said that. He said she was a vessel.
That right.
He said at the end of the day, she was a baby mama.
And she did not have the authority of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
She can't do nothing.
Exactly.
She ain't healed nobody. I know what they say. It's by her at the lake. Coming out the water. The lady of the lake or something. You didn't say what? She was at the down in the valley somewhere.
Man, look here.
But again, I wouldn't want my you're not gonna teach my kid that.
As far as Catholic Church.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So again, if you are a
a Chris, you send your kid to Catholic school, he's gonna get Catholic religion.
So
think about that.
Yeah, but
you can't go in there saying teach my son about Jesus, not about Mary.
No, but this is the difference. When you send your kids to Catholic school, that's a Catholic school.
And when I send my kids to public school,
it's a public school.
It's a public school.
Which means all I'm saying is they should have never taken prayer out to school. And if I decide today that when I come in, I'm going to say, hold on, y'all, I got to pray. And if they hear me praying, and then at the end, they hear me say, in the name of my Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, it shouldn't be no offense. Somebody needs to know them.
I hear what you're saying.
Legally, you can't do it.
Well, they would have to fire me. Because, boy, now I feel like getting a job to take the garbage out just so I can pray in the hallway.
Hey, CPS jobs make good money. They really do.
I'm just saying. Maybe I need to give me a job so I can pray in the hallway. They say praise them in the hallway. I'm going to pray it in the hallway.
Find the way to keep the microphones to pray over the loudspeaker.
Yeah. Them people be talking about, who is that? You start seeing folk getting on their knees, bowing down.
Pastors, put on your pastor's hat and tell me why you have Saturday on the service on Thursday. We ain't going there tonight. Rutor, it's time to go home, too. Yep. You trying to start something.
Now I want them next day to keep us from falling.
I get a benediction. We ain't doing that tonight, Rutor. Nope. I got to get up in the morning and get on another school bus and be tortured by sixth graders. Sixth grade. I have fifth grade today. Pray for you. You praying for your husband? Okay, pray harder because that the bus don't work. That the bus break down. Pray for calamity on the bus. That the bus don't start. Pray that the whole bus yard just go up in flames before they start tomorrow. That something happened overnight. Smite the yellow buses. I'm just saying. Smite the yellow buses. Now, if they send us on coach, I'm going. Give me a coach bus or something. Get a Greyhound.
Man.
Something. Felicia Brown, U.S. Supreme Court banned school prayer in public schools in 1962, saying it violated the First Amendment.
That is.
It don't violate the First Amendment.
That's what the Supreme Court said. Violated the First Amendment. They took it out in 1962.
That's a lie.
Brother Torrey said, tell us. Man, you know it was that the Romans changed the calendar so that Sunday became the Sabbath day. You know this already.
Yeah,
you know this.
We understand.
We know the Sabbath is Saturday.
Everybody that's under the Spirit of God know that Saturday is the Saturday.
Now, let me ask this because watch this, Tanya. Watch how smooth I do this. Remember how smooth? Remember that time we was in the mall and dude was like, Miss Nelson, and I just disappeared.
Thanos on me.
Right. I Thanos you. Right. I Thanos to myself. Watch this. So I ain't pastor nobody's church, right? So I have no authority to change what day we worship on.
Right.
But bruh hell.
Yes, sir.
Watch how I slide on. See how smooth I did that?
Uh-huh.
Slow, Max. So that's bruh hell.
Yeah.
How come for? Why come y'all still have church on Sunday and not Saturday?
Because
come on.
Man chose to move Sunday to the day of worship.
Uh-huh.
They chose to move Sunday to the day of worship.
Uh-huh.
They didn't move it to the Sabbath day.
Uh-huh.
They moved it to the day of worship. The Sabbath day didn't change. You didn't change what God ordained.
Okay.
Saturday is still the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we did do, we did make the day that's supposed that you're not supposed to work on, made it the Savage's Day.
Okay.
Because more folk die and get killed and everything else, get drunk, high, juice, and everything else on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I said it. I couldn't use no other word.
I had died. I came back. I'm glad I came back.
You didn't say hunting, but you said you.
Ain't nobody humping around. I died and came back. It's time to go. Could you pray? It's 9 o'clock. I'm going to die. Pray for it. Did he say me? I think he meant the machine. You know, when you put the apples and the oranges and the bananas and they all come out on the other end. Pray for the people. It's time to go home.
Lord, we thank you for this blessed day.
Yes, God.
Thank you for giving us good weather. Thank you for looking after us throughout the last week until this week. Thank you yesterday, God, for good services all over the land. Thank you for us being able to celebrate the women that allowed us to come through the birth canal to be on this side of heaven, God. Thank you, oh Lord, for the fathers that had procreated with the females to give us life. Thank you, God, for all that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for giving us loins to come through, oh God. Thank you for giving us generations and genealogies to come through. Lord, we thank you on this day, but God, we pray right now. Pray for the mind of the people. Pray for the mind of the children. Pray for the mind of the young boys and the young girls. And pray for the young adults. Pray for the mothers and the fathers, God. Pray for those who are going through things. Pray for those who have hardened hearts, God. Soften up their hearts, God. Turn their minds. Turn their spirits, God. Allow them to see your face. Show them you, oh God. For those that don't know you, God. God, just meet them right now in the pardon of their sins, that you can pardon them from their sins. Meet them right now wherever they are, God. Change what was about to happen that it work out for their good.
Yes, sir.
Don't allow death and calamity to hit them right now. Don't allow all of the bad things that the enemy are trying to use, God, as he tries to sift them as wheat, God. God, change the situation. Change their minds. Change their hearts. Rejuvenate their spirits, God. Send down fresh oil upon your people. God, we pray today for those that are unable to pray for themselves. We pray today for those that are unable to call out your name, God. We call out the name of Jesus, that he fall down upon them. We pray that he touches them. We pray that their eyes are unveiled, that their ears, God, are unclogged, that their spirit is wide open to receive through the spiritual portals of the kingdom of God. God, we pray right now in Jesus' name, send fresh oil and fresh rhema, God. Send it now in the name of Jesus. As we pray, in Jesus' name, we see and pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Look, y'all, we got to go. We got to get out of here, Brother Tory. I saw your comment. We're going to continue to pray for these streets. We're going to continue to keep these people, these kids, these children lifted up. We just going to continue to do that. But we know there needs to be some planning. We need some brothers, not just to talk about it, but to be about it, to come out from behind your, you know, come out from behind your keyboards, from behind your microphones,
Amen.
From behind your pulpits. And get out into these streets and meet these people where they are. All right, y'all, look, we got to go, but y'all know the routine. Come on, man. If you got to drive,
listen,
what you doing? Oh, I knew he's going to find it.
I don't care if you're on the north side, the south side, the east side, the west side, down by Lakeshore Drive, over by I-55. I don't care if you're on 290, 994, 294. If you're on 57 or 55, wherever you are, make sure you look to your left, look to your right, side view mirror, rear view mirror, straight ahead behind you, and keep your head on a swivel.
Two T's, one L, one O. We out.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit,
take the limit,
take.